Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and as we're doing every day during this membership drive, today is the second day of our virtual tour of interesting places around the world, guided by Atlas Obscura, the media company that specializes in interesting stories and unusual destinations. So each day during the drive, we're using the last few minutes of the show to uncover one hidden gem from a different continent and pair it with an obscure spot here in New York that you could visit. Think of this as an obscure and wonderful travel guide, home and away. And so back with us is Ella Morton, senior editor of atlasobscura.com and co-author of the 2016 book, Atlas Obscura, An Explorer's Guide to the World's Hidden Wonders. Hi again, Ella.
Hi, good to be back.
So where are we going first?
Well, we're going to take a trip to Florence, where there is a natural history museum called La Specola. And there are a lot of things there. There's a hippo that once belonged to the Medicis that someone has subjected to a terrible taxidermy job. But the most striking collection there, I find, is a collection of wax anatomical models by a guy named Clementi Cesini. And he created these life-sized models with glistening viscera out of wax. They're colored, they are incredibly lifelike, and they were used for anatomy study because his whole argument was, okay, I know you're all squeamish about actually dissecting humans and learning that way, so how about I just do it and I'll create these wax models and then you don't have to do it ever again.
Weird.
Yeah.
And would they look different, these wax figures, than what we might see at Madame Tussauds in Times Square or something like that?
Yes, because they show the insides. Some of them are full figures. Some of them are just torsos or pelvises. But you can see the intestines. You can see the organs. And the most striking one out of all of them is called the Anatomical Venus. And it's a woman lying on her back on satin. And her head is thrown back. She's wearing pearls around her neck. And her entire torso is ripped open, I would say. And it shows all her organs inside. It shows a fetus. And it's a really strange combination of science and art because it's been made to look alluring. And her head's thrown back. She's lying on a satin pillow. Her hair is splayed out behind her. And yet it's so anatomical and sort of visceral, literally, that it's quite a lot to look at.
So how do tourists usually emerge from an exhibition like that? Is it more, wow, that was amazing, or are they a little creeped out?
Well, it's interesting because this was sort of the precursor to the plastination process, which has been used in exhibits like Bodies. So if you have seen the Bodies exhibit, you may not be so shocked by Clementi Cesini, but it's still striking that this was being created in the late 18th century.
Madame Tussauds meets Bodies.
Yeah.
So if you can't make it to Florence, what did you pair it with for this episode here in New York?
Well, I should note that you can actually see an anatomical Venus in New York at the moment because there's one on display at the Met Broyer in their sculpture exhibition. So go there if you can't go to Florence. But not too far north of the Met Broyer is the New York Academy of Medicine, and they have this library that was initially established for physicians and is now open to the public. You do have to make an appointment, and you do need to know what you're looking for, or you can join one of their events that happen regularly. But there's also some incredible anatomy books in there, and one is from the 16th century by Andreas Vesalius, and it's a book that changed anatomy and the way that we see human anatomy, because until that point, people were dissecting animals like apes and using that and sort of extrapolating the information and applying it to what they thought human beings looked like on the inside because they didn't want to dissect humans. But Vesalius went a step further and decided to just dissect humans and draw what he saw. And he released this book of woodcuts that are just incredible. Some of them are skeletons. Some of them are men standing up in essentially bodybuilding poses on a beautiful landscape, but their skin has been stripped away and flayed, and it's amazing.
It sounds amazing. You know, I used the Academy of Medicine library when I was in grad school, but I was just looking at journal articles for the most part. Do they have this rare book section? And you said you need an appointment to go see it, but is it sort of, are there things out on display? Or do you need to know what you're looking for?
So it's not a library that you can browse in, unfortunately, but they do have regular exhibitions and events where they will curate a selection on a particular theme. We've done events with them on women in medicine and cookbooks. They have some really old cookbooks there that have fascinating botanical recipes. Hmm. So there's definitely a lot to look at.
Anything other than books to find in there before we move on from the library?
Well, I did notice that in the 1950s, they had a series of talks that were broadcast on WNYC about various subjects. And one of them was a long panel on the evils of communism, which I'm very intrigued to listen to. It came out in 1957.
Finally, yesterday, we talked about a Kiev and Chernobyl trip organized by Atlas Obscura. And I think there was an event closer to home that you wanted to let people know about today as a follow-up, right?
Yes. So on June the 2nd, we are having a Forgotten Garden Party at the Untermeyer Gardens in Yonkers. And the reason we're calling it the Forgotten Garden Party is because these are incredible gardens that were established by a man named Samuel Untermeyer, and he was really into horticulture. He created a walled garden with columns and sphinxes and arches. There's a temple of love there. But when he died, it fell into disrepair and was just there in the wilds for a while. It's now been resurrected, and we are going to go to the walled garden on June 2nd. We'll be bringing fire. We'll be bringing pythons. We just auditioned our snakes recently, and we've picked the finest of the crop. They won't be slithering loose, though. They will be contained in some way, I hasten to add. And we're also going to have two amazing musical artists, Marissa Nadler and Serpent with Feet. So it's going to be a great party behind a walled garden. Please come.
Can you go into this idea a little more of auditioning snakes?
Well, we contacted Britney Spears' snake handler, and he said, I have 47 pythons. Make your pick. There were monologues. There was choreography. I wasn't part of it because I am deathly afraid of snakes. So that's something I'm going to have to confront on June 2nd.
And so for people who don't know your group, Atlas Obscura, you run group events, obviously, as the one you were just describing, as well as group tours to some of these foreign destinations?
Right. So we have events chapters across the U.S. where we'll do local events, anything from a cephalopod movie night to a walking tour. And we also do international trips. And we're going to so many destinations this year. We're going to Bhutan, we're going to Galapagos, Berlin. And we like to curate our trips so that we see things like anatomical books in strange museums, things that you might not ordinarily see if you were going on the typical tourist path.
Awesome. And we have to leave it there, but only for today, because my guest, Ella Morton, senior editor of the website Atlas Obscura and author of the book Atlas Obscura, An Explorer's Guide to the World's Hidden Wonders, will be back tomorrow and every day in our membership drive to finish off the show with more Hidden Wonders home and away. And we have links to Atlas Obscura on our website for more information about today's destinations. Ella, see you tomorrow.
See you then.